This article is from the works of Harun Yahya and is titled, Satan is the most dangerous enemy to man. However, it is easy for a Muslim to neutralize the Satan. If we tell someone, somewhere there is a person who is harboring a grave enmity towards you, there is nothing that he wouldn't do to give you the biggest harm one could ever give. He is a master in every form of trickery, lies, games, and deceitfulness, and he would not leave you alone until he can harm you the way he wants. How would one react? Would it be possible for him to only say okay and go on with his life without taking any precautions against that enemy and not be interested at all? Of course, the answer to that question is no. Every person, the minute he becomes aware of such an enemy, would pay great attention to this matter. He would not take his mind off this matter before taking the precautions that would prevent the possible damage that might come from his enemy and before neutralizing him. However, man has a much more dangerous and ravenous enemy than any other man harboring a grave enmity against him. This enemy is the Satan, and the Satan is man's biggest and most determined enemy ever existed on earth. He is an entity that is far more dangerous than an army of enemies consisting of humans, that it is not even possible to compare the two. In that case, whilst a person takes precautions against any enemy, it would be a great mistake to remain indifferent and uninterested in the face of the enmity of the Satan. That is because there is an end that Satan aims for man. This end is his entering to the endless hell. It is not possible for the Satan to leave man alone until he gets this result. This is a definitive law of Allah, he revealed in the Quran. Mankind, eat what is good and lawful on the earth, and do not follow in the footsteps of Satan. He truly is an outright enemy to you. Surat al-Baqarah 168. Satan is your enemy, so treat him as an enemy. He summons his party so they will be among the people of the searing blaze. Surah al-Fatir 6. I will lead them astray and fill them with false hopes. I will command them and they will cut off cattle's ears. I will command them and they will change Allah's creation. Anyone who takes Satan as his protector in place of Allah has clearly lost everything. Surat An-Nisa 119. In the Quran, Allah tells man to treat Satan as an enemy, and to face the Satan being an enemy to mankind. In that case, man should obey this command of Allah for the approval of Allah, and make neutralizing the Satan a prioritized aim for him. Satan is a big enemy for man. However, Allah made it very easy for man to be saved from the evils of the Satan. In the Quran, Allah revealed many secrets to show man the way for that. Some of those secrets are as follows. Satan is a helpless creature who cannot harm in the least, except as Allah permits. Surat Al-Mujadala 10. Satan's scheming is always feeble. Surat An-Nisa 76. Satan only has authority over those who take him as a friend and associate others with Allah. Surat Al-Nahl 100. Satan has no power over man. Surah Ibrahim 22 and Surah Ash-Shiba 20-21. Satan has no authority over those who believe and put their trust in their Lord. Surat An-Nahl 99. Sincerely seeking refuge in Allah and the Quran would neutralize the evil impulses. Surat Al-A'raf 200-201 and Surah Fusilat 36. Only the fact that man, by the leave of Allah, knows these secrets Allah revealed in the Quran is enough for him to neutralize his biggest enemy, the Satan, promptly and conclusively. If man lives without forgetting that there is no power other than Allah, that neither the Satan nor man has any power, and do not ascribe any partners to Allah, no matter from which aspect Satan approaches him, he will take no result and will not be able to give any harm to man. If man